Coca-Cola right now, Brian Kilmeade, Dave Ramsey. Local news, Fox News, WEAR News. Traffic on the fives. Florida State football, election coverage, hurricane coverage, breaking news and weather coverage. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
All right, it's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3, 511 here on News Radio. Let's hop on to Fox News right now. Special counsel Jack Smith will be holding a press conference here as former President Trump indicted for his alleged role in the January 2021 Capitol riot. We'll hold off right now. We'll keep our eye on it. This is, there's somebody at the podium, but does not look like it's who's speaking. So it looks like they're just about to get started, so we're keeping our eye on that. Really quickly here, while we do have time, we will tell you, Gracie's been talking about it, traffic here, but Scambia fire crews on the scene of a structure fire at the Martelli Enterprises warehouse at West Michigan and North W Street. Caller here letting us know what they're seeing.
That big building there that used to be a gun range is now an embroidery shop. It's on fire again. They've got ladder 12 is on one side. They're up on the roof. There's smoke coming out of all the vents on the roof, and it looks like they're trying to cut their way through.
So that's what's happening in that area. So we've been seeing some heavy traffic there. We'll get an update on the roads and our weather coming up here in just a few minutes. 850-437-1620 is the text line. Of course, we always appreciate when you do see things like that, giving us a call or texting those tips in. Top three stories today, of course, former President Trump indicted last hour. Among the four charges include conspiracy to defraud the U.S. government. Of course, a couple of days ago, he posted on Truth Social that he was expecting an indictment any day now. Vice President Kamala Harris rejecting the invitation from Governor Ron DeSantis to discuss the state's new African-American history standards. Here was her talking in Orlando.
There is no round table, no lecture, no invitation we will accept to debate an undeniable fact.
So Harris says she will not debate the fact that there were no redeeming qualities of slavery. Governor DeSantis argues that the curriculum has been misinterpreted. 5:13 right here. Gracie, let's go ahead and get a real quick check of the roads before we get to the press conference here.
Yes, our roads are looking pretty good right now, but as mentioned, we do have slowdowns. That's going to be at North W Street, Beverly Parkway, where it turns into Brent Lane, is getting real backed up. That is going to be backing up to about Sycamore Drive in the westbound direction. Other than that, we're looking pretty good, but we do have some slowdowns throughout Windhaven Beach. That's going to be Windhaven Beach backing up to Hurlburt Field. They had a small accident that's making the everyday afternoon delays just a bit heavier than usual. That's going to be at Ridgewood Avenue. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic on the fives. For weather, it's mostly cloudy, 93 in Pensacola, 94 in Milton, and 92 in Gulf Breeze, and heat index at 100 degrees.
All right, Special Counsel Jack Smith at the podium now. Okay, so that was Special Counsel Jack Smith there. That went exactly as how I thought it would. It went exactly as the last press conference he gave when the former president was indicted for the alleged mishandling of classified documents. Jack Smith not taking any questions there. Again, the four-count indictment, conspiracy to defraud the United States, conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding, obstruction of and attempt to obstruct an official proceeding, and conspiracy against rights. So Special Counsel Jack Smith speaking to the media for about 3 minutes there and not taking any questions. So we will move on from that with some local headlines. Pensacola police today providing a couple of updates. Number one, the anti-Semitic vandalisms that have been occurring here over the last 3 weeks. Today, a sixth case of anti-Semitic vandalism reported in Pensacola.
We are working with a number of our partners, our local partners, our state partners, and our federal partners to make sure that we hold accountable the person or persons that may be responsible for these incidents in our community. And we've been working hand in hand with our Jewish community to make sure that they are safe and understand the aspects of the investigation.
So the incidents have ranged from buildings and signs being tagged with swastikas to bricks being thrown through synagogue windows. The most recent one was swastika spray painted on the side of a development on Palafox. Also, Police Chief Randall says that they are asking for the public's help regarding the weekend shooting. This happened Saturday at the Northwood Apartments at around 4:50 in the afternoon. Those are on 9th Avenue and Olive. He's asking anybody that may have been in the area at the time that has an in-car camera to look and see if anything stands out.
In today's society, we do have a lot of people that travel and have in-car camera systems. So a lot of times we don't think about that, that, you know, as we're traversing through our daily duties, we may have captured something on camera in our in-car cameras.
Randall says the suspect vehicle after the alleged shooting headed west on Olive Road. The victims drove down 9th Avenue towards Sacred Heart Hospital. Parents, teachers, and students not the only ones preparing for back to school. Santa Rosa County School Resource Deputies started their annual training yesterday.
Resource officer is to make sure that our schools are as safe as possible. The safety of our students in this county is of utmost importance to all of us.
That's Chief Deputy Randy Tift with Channel 3. Says 32 resource officers and one canine unit trained on active assailant and in-classroom situations. Also, Escambia Fire Rescue naming an interim fire chief. Battalion Chief Adam Harrison will assume the role on August 12th. And the National Hurricane Center today providing an update as we are now entering the peak of the Atlantic hurricane season. Dr. Michael Brennan says that water surface temperatures across the Atlantic Basin are warmer than they would normally be this time of year. But combating that is a strong El Nino effect.
Impacts of El Nino tend to increase wind shear, dry air, some sinking motion across portions of the tropical Atlantic. So we'll have to see how these forces interact with each other and these different competing factors play out over the next few months will determine exactly how busy the hurricane season is in the Atlantic.
And Brennan says for now, they're still calling for a near normal season of 12 to 17 named storms, 5 to 9 hurricanes, and 1 to 4 major hurricanes. It's 5:20 right now. A lot of information there in the first 20 minutes. We've got state headlines and national headlines coming up. Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters. Tomorrow, on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9, they'll be discussing Summer Restaurant Week, Atlas Beverage Class, Jackson's Open for Lunch, Jackson's and Julia, and other fun things you won't want to miss. That's all tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
It's so disappointing to hear people use the name of God flippantly. Ladies and gentlemen, God is not your homeboy, and he's not the man upstairs. His name should not be used to express your stress level. Isaiah 6 says that God is holy, holy, holy. The word holy means set apart or sacred. He's holy God the Father, and holy God the Son, and holy God the Spirit. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. May I humbly suggest to you that you think twice before you devalue the name of the One which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell, but instead I urge you to reverence His precious and wonderful name.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
The cost of healthcare is all in the news. Tune in this Thursday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as ProHealth will be the guest and we'll be discussing how the ProHealth Medical Membership Program can help you regarding the stress and cost of healthcare. That's this Thursday at 10:30 as ProHealth will be the guest on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Attention homeowners, are you thinking about selling your house? In this market, you need a professional, someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are the agents I trust. I've seen what she can do, and it's very impressive. She does so much more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you can get the most money for it. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask anyone else if they'll make that promise. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings and generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina's got a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You've got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Give her a call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
When you get nachos, tacos, empanadas, spicy queso with jalapenos, Pepto-Bismol's there. Pepto-Bismol provides fast, effective relief from nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, and diarrhea. All the things that can happen unexpectedly on vacation. So before you travel, pack the Pepto. Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea,
use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola, a great blend of information from local government authorities, local news, businesses, and provocative discussions with great hosts.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Hope you are enjoying your day despite the hot weather. Hope you are doing all you can to cool down. That temperature, high temperatures aren't going anywhere. We'll get more details on that with Alan Strum during our weather update. But first, a little bit of a traffic update. We do have slow-moving traffic on Beverly Parkway right near North W Street. That is due to, we had an accident there a little bit earlier, and then there is a fire at the Martinelli Enterprise warehouse location. So that is causing some slowdowns on North W Street, as well as they're getting that cleaned up, put out. We also have everyday afternoon delays on 98 leaving Mary Esther heading towards Navarre. Expect some slowdowns in the westbound direction on 98. If you see anything else on the roads, make sure to give me a call to 850-2626-111 with the details. For traffic, we are going to get an update from Alan Strum on WEAR.
The heat will be on over the next several days, but we do have a chance for rain. Highs are going to run mainly in the mid-90s. Wouldn't be surprised if a few spots got into the upper 90s. Rain chance on Wednesday is 20%, and then Thursday it jumps up to about 50%. So look for the possibility that rain will cool things down. Overnight lows will be in the 70s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It's 93 in Pensacola, 93 in Milton, and 92 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 99. Also, this traffic and weather are brought to you by Executive Landscaping, celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. You can call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs.
All right. Thank you very much, Gracie. Looking at some state headlines here before the Fox News update. A Florida man is going to have to drive or be driven home after being banned from any airport. Prosecutors say Vincent Serino threatened to blow up Fort Lauderdale Hollywood Airport after he was told he was too late for his flight.
You're not allowed to go on an airplane at an airport. You're not allowed to set foot on any airport property.
The judge said bond at $10,000.
Also, the search is over for a missing teenager after she was found safe in Central Florida. An Amber Alert for a 14-year-old, that's Barbara Zadanska, was issued yesterday after she reportedly was kidnapped in Volusia County. A van believed to be connected to the teen's disappearance was found early this morning, and several hours later, law enforcement discovered the girl safe in Marion County.
Also, the state is asking a federal appeals court to dismiss the ruling that blocked the new law aimed at preventing children from attending drag shows. The motion was filed at the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals that said District Judge Greg Presnell overstepped when he issued a preliminary injunction in the lawsuit that was filed by Orlando restaurant Hamburger Mary's.
And the state-backed Citizens Property Insurance added nearly 9,600 policies last week and now has over 1,345,000 policies. The CEO says that they can reach 1.7 million by the end of the year. While Citizens was created as an insurer of last resort, thousands or hundreds of thousands of Floridians have already signed up as private insurer, cut policies, and raised rates due to the financial problems.
And a travel advisory is now in place for the state of Florida following the rise of leprosy. The CDC released a report saying Central Florida is responsible for almost one-fifth of the nation's leprosy cases and 81% of those detected in Florida. The disease primarily impacts someone's skin and parts of the nervous system, causing nerves to become swollen. Scientists believe there are several causes to the infections, including bacteria in soil, armadillos, and person-to-person contact. That's a look at what's happening in state news. Again, our top stories today, including here in Florida, Vice President Kamala Harris in Orlando today, rejecting Governor Ron DeSantis' invitation to discuss the state's new African-American history standards. And if you haven't heard yet, former President Trump indicted within the last hour or so in connection to the Capitol riot in January of 2021. It's a four-count indictment, including the charge conspiracy to defraud the United States government. So this is now the second federal indictment that former President Trump has had in the last couple of months. Of course, also charged with mishandling classified documents. About 25 minutes ago, special counsel Jack Smith spoke to the media, didn't say much, just kind of outlined the allegations. No questions from media members were allowed. 5:30 now, Fox News update is coming up, and Your Money Now is after that. It's brought to you by AlphaStar Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. AlphaStar Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority. More national headlines after the Fox News update.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm John Saucier. Former President Donald Trump has been ordered to appear in federal court on August 3rd as he's again been indicted on criminal charges. Mr. Trump himself made the announcement on his Truth Social page minutes before court documents revealed a four-count criminal indictment against the former president. These charges are in connection with efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election. The charges officially are conspiracy to defraud the United States, conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding, obstruction of an attempt to obstruct an official proceeding, and conspiracy against rights. Now, this is the second criminal indictment the former president is now facing as a result of special counsel Jack Smith's investigation. On Truth Social, Mr. Trump calls this a fake indictment meant to disrupt his presidential campaign. We are following for updates as America's listening to Fox News.
Yeah.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Reporting results after today's market close, Advanced Micro Devices slightly beat expectations for both earnings and revenue. Also, analysts are generally optimistic about AMD's long-term future, thanks largely to the potential for its artificial intelligence chips. AMD shares are rallying 3.8% in after-hours trading. In the day's regular session, stocks put in a mixed performance to begin the month of August, with the S&P 500 and NASDAQ Composite easing a bit, but the Dow Jones Industrial Average managing a 71-point advance. The job market has remained quite resilient, but there are some signs of recent cooling, evidence that the Federal Reserve is making progress in the effort to slow the economy a bit and tame inflation. The Labor Department said today job openings declined in June by 34,000 to 9.6 million, the lowest level in more than 2 years. Employers reported fewer openings in the transportation and warehousing industries. State and local education openings also declined. That's Your Money Now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. Alpha Star Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit alphastarwealth.com or call 850-437-3127. Alpha Star Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
Pregnancy can be an exciting time, but for many moms, it can mean feeling anxious, depressed, confused, or overwhelmed. Either during pregnancy or after having your baby, you may not quite feel like yourself. If you're experiencing these feelings, you are not alone, and mental health issues can be treated. Talk with your OB or connect with a mental health provider in your area by visiting flbhimpact.org. This message is supported by the Health Resources and Services Administration, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
This is Maggie Gray with a CBS Sports Minute sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck Boxes. If it's a job worth doing, it's a job worth WeatherGuard. There was a major milestone hit on Monday. Damar Hamlin, the safety for the Buffalo Bills who nearly died of a heart injury on the field, took part in his first padded practice. Hamlin went through every drill without restriction. Instead of taking his first hits, quote, "I'm overcoming 1,001 emotions and processing them all at the same time." I'm Maggie.
WeatherGuard, the name that stands for unmatched security in truck boxes, is now making a name for itself on the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series circuit. WeatherGuard is the official sponsor of the safety and security work crews at Speedway Motorsports tracks across the country. Engineered to meet the demands from job sites to race sites, WeatherGuard truck boxes feature double welded seams, weather tight seals, and high security latches and locks. If it's a job worth doing, it's a job worth WeatherGuard. Learn more at weatherguard.com/truck.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. First day of August. I don't know how we're already at August. It seems like this summer is just flying by, but hope you are having a great start to the month. Maybe set some goals with the new start of the school year, or, you know, making sure the kids do well. But hope you are having a great day. It is Tuesday, which means it's Bands on the Beach. That is presented by Santa Rosa Island Authority every Tuesday at the Gulfside Pavilion starting at 7. And this Tuesday, it's Mr. Big and the Rhythm Sisters. They do a party band. They're a party band, and they have a horn section. So it's a lot of fun. Make sure to make your way to Pensacola Beach for 7 o'clock for Bands on the Beach. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together before we get our national headlines, followed by our sports update. We're looking good right now. We do still have some slowdowns on Beverly Parkway. We did have a fire going on at Martinelli's Enterprise Warehouse location near there off of North W Street. So that did slow things down. Right now it's actually looking pretty good, but we do have some slight delays. That's in between North W Street and Palafox Street throughout Beverly Parkway, excuse me. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays. If you do see something on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111 for weather. We're looking pretty good right now. We do have clear skies for tonight with a low of 79. Coming up tomorrow, sunny with some slight chances of thunderstorms in the afternoon, but that is only at 20% for Wednesday and after 1 p.m., tomorrow's high is going to be 97. Mostly cloudy right now. It's 93 in Pensacola, 94 in Milton, and 92 in Gulf Breeze. Heat index at 100 degrees. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, looking at some national headlines now. Republicans are demanding that the Department of Justice hand over information related to Hunter Biden's business dealings and plea deal. This after the deal was placed on hold because of a judge having concerns about the agreement. House Republicans Jim Jordan, James Comer, and Jason Smith asked Attorney General Merrick Garland in a letter to provide documents and answer a list of questions related to Hunter's plea agreement.
Also in national headlines, jurors have begun deliberations today in the final penalty phase of the trial of the Pittsburgh synagogue shooter. So that is Robert Bowers killed 11 people in a mass shooting in October of 2018 at the Tree of Life Synagogue. The jury has already determined that he is eligible for the death penalty. The prosecution and defense rested their cases Monday in a penalty phrase, and now jurors will be tasked with deciding if Bowers should be put to death.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is defending a law he signed last week that would allow non-U.S. citizens to become police officers. Critics have argued the legislation would allow individuals who entered the U.S. illegally to apply for the positions. Pritzker says the bill would be limited to individuals who are legally allowed to work in the U.S. and who are legally allowed to possess firearms. That new law goes into effect on January 1st.
And police in North Carolina say a man accused of plowing an SUV into a group of migrant workers didn't do it on purpose. This happened on Sunday afternoon outside of a Walmart. Six migrant workers were taken to the hospital, but none of their injuries were life-threatened, and the suspect fled the scene but later turned himself in. He reportedly told the investigators that he accidentally hit the gas pulling into a parking spot, and when he hit the workers, he panicked and left.
The U.S. Embassy in Niger is open and operating normally amid a military takeover in the country.
We're monitoring the efforts by France and other Europeans to evacuate their citizens. We urge Nigerian authorities to facilitate an orderly, safe evacuation.
And that's State Department spokesman Matthew Miller, who said there's no indication of threats to U.S. citizens or facilities at this time. This comes as France and other European countries have started evacuating personnel.
There are going to be fewer opportunities for women to get abortions in Indiana starting today. Indiana's new abortion law, which bans most abortions after 10 weeks and stops outpatient clinics for offering abortions, takes effect today. Lawmakers approved the law last August, not long after the U.S. Supreme Court struck down Roe v. Wade.
Looking at some sports headlines today, the trade deadline for Major League Baseball has now come and gone. And the biggest news of the day involving three-time Cy Young Award-winning pitcher Justin Verlander, who is now back with the Houston Astros after the Astros and Mets agreed to a trade. So the Astros and the Texas Rangers bolstering their starting pitchers. The Rangers traded for Max Scherzer yesterday. On the Diamond, games just now getting underway. The Marlins and Phillies first pitch just happened. A little bit later on, 6:05 start time, the Rays and the Yankees from New York. That one's on TBS at 6:05. And at 6:20, the Braves hosting the Angels. In the NFL today, the NFL and Nickelodeon announced that the popular family and kids cable network will host the first ever alternate telecast of the Super Bowl. It'll be filled with special on-field graphics and guest reporters aimed at children and families. They've done this a few times sporadically over the last couple of seasons. The first year they did it in regular season games and then introduced it in the playoffs. Last year it's been very popular with kids, so they're bringing it to the biggest game of the year. Looking at some health, business, and science notes today, federal health officials are warning of a deadly fungal meningitis outbreak at border medical clinics in Mexico. A Texas mom who died this week after getting plastic surgery is the latest. According to the CDC, the death toll is now at 10.
More than half of U.S. adults say that they live paycheck to paycheck. A new report from Lending Club puts that number at 61%. It suggests that lower-income workers have been hit the hardest by the price increase because food and other necessities account for bigger shares of their household budgets. Among consumers earning less than $5,000 annually, roughly three-quarters of them are living paycheck to paycheck in June.
Ford is restarting production of its F-150 Lightning pickups. The automaker says it reopened the factory that builds the electric trucks after a six-week break for upgrades. Ford also announced that new orders for the pickups increased sixfold since it cut prices for the new EV models.
Also, big bright lunar displays are bookend in the month of August, as there's been two supermoons. The first of the supermoons actually happened at 1:30 this afternoon, but the moon will still look round tonight and generally bigger and brighter because of its proximity. On August 30th, a full moon is going to appear to the closest point to the Earth. That's at about 222,443 miles away from Earth.
Pop culture notes today. Actor Angus Cloud, most known for his role in HBO's Euphoria, died at the age of 25. His family says he passed away yesterday at their home in Oakland, California. However, no details on his cause of death. The family also said that Cloud was struggling with the recent loss of his father, and the only comfort they have is knowing that the two are reunited.
And police are investigating rapper Cardi B for battery after she threw a microphone at an audience member who threw a drink on her. That's according to the Las Vegas Police Department. The woman who allegedly got hit with the microphone reported the incident to the police the next day.
And finally, former Home Improvement star Zachary Ty Bryan, he played Brad on the show, has been arrested again in Oregon. The 41-year-old was booked into jail for assault, robbery, and misdemeanor harassment, and is being held without bail. Back in 2020, Bryan was arrested for allegedly assaulting his girlfriend. Ultimately, he pleaded guilty to menacing and assault. It's 5:45. Gracie has an update on the roads and weather.
Roads are looking pretty good right now. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays. Our slowdowns on Beverly Parkway have cleared up tremendously, and we are still seeing some slowdowns on 98 throughout, leaving Windhaven Beach, going into Navarre. But other than that, we're looking good. If you see anything else on the roads, give a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-262-6111. And for weather, we're going to get a quick update from Alan Strum on WEAR.
Typical weather will be continuing, maybe a little bit on the hot side, though, with highs over the next few days getting up into the mid-90s. A few spots might reach upper 90s, so those heat index values will likely run between 105 and 110. We'll be feeling the heat, but rain might cool things down. We've got a 20% chance on Wednesday and a 50% chance on Thursday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It's 93 in Pensacola, 94 in Milton, and 92 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. In wacky and weird stories, a Southern California man is facing charges for alleged prank for calling his local sheriff's office thousands of times. That's Luke Dumas. He's arrested after the sheriff said that he called the office over 7,000 times in the span of 4 months earlier this year. And deputies say that calls would always come from an unknown number and were very harassing and very annoying.
A Chinese zoo denies that its bears are actually human beings in costumes. Video clips of the Hangzhou Zoo's sun bears standing and waving started circulating online, with social media users joking about them actually being people dressed as bears. The zoo posted on Chinese social media from the perspective of a sun bear named Angela Red. I got a call after work yesterday from the head of the zoo asking if I was being lazy and skipped work today and found a human to take my place. The statement reiterated that Angela is, in fact, a sun bear, not a black bear, not a dog, a sun bear.
So weird.
Weird. And I need to check out the video because, yeah. I don't know, maybe the emotion, the motions of the bears would lead some to think that. But yeah, pretty bizarre story there.
Yeah, for sure. Another bizarre one coming out of Pennsylvania. A director of parking enforcement in Pennsylvania was caught stealing from the parking meters, using the money as petty cash to pay for food, birthday cakes, and office party. Overall, investigators say that Sikella Coles took more than $4,000 from the parking meters.
And 47% of people in a new survey said that new relationships for them started with a DM on social media. According to the Dating.com survey, 72% of people said social media has been a cause of conflict in their current or prior relationship. 50% admitted to fighting with their partner about still having an ex's photos visible on their pages. And 55% say their partner is often distracted by social media on their phone while they're trying to have a conversation with them. Gracie, you are in the new age here. Was your connection with your boyfriend started on social media?
I guess I kind of knew him already, but he did add me on Snapchat, and that's kind of how it. So
he was the one that slid into the DMs.
Yes, he was. I feel like the most kind of surprising one here. I feel like 55% I would expect to be higher, and also 50% admitting that they fight with their partner about still having exes' photos on their pages. I feel like, I don't know, either people would delete them if that was a problem. Like, why would they keep it if it's a problem with the significant other?
You know, my Facebook, I don't know. I think, you know, it was, you get older. I just think, you know, you just don't care as much, really, because, I mean, you know, you could scroll through my Facebook, and I have pictures on there from, like, you know, I think I started back in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that there's pictures of me with girls that I've gone out with previously. My wife has never, you know, she's not, I mean, she's social media savvy, but it's not like, you know, she doesn't care, and it's never been brought up, and it's never even like a discussion that we've had. And I've never once thought that, you know, I wonder if she has any guys that she was interested in on her Facebook. But, you know, to me, it's just not a thing. It used to be, though.
Yeah.
About, 10, 12 years ago, I would have cared about something like that. But I guess it's just like, you know, as you get older and you get more gray hairs, that it's just not as
bigger,
much of a thing
bigger
anymore.
Bigger fish to fry than, than the Facebook photos.
That's exactly right. So 5:50, we'll take a quick break. We've got good news coming back. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new play.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the plan to incorporate Perdido. You can catch that in the 7 o'clock hour on the podcast page. In the 6 o'clock hour, we talked about John Kerry's recent comments that seemed to indicate that reducing agriculture and farming would be his solution to achieving carbon neutrality. We also talked quite a bit today about the drama at the Milton City Council meeting last night over Don Molinaro, the city clerk, and Sheriff Chip Simmons. All of that's available on the podcast at newsradio923.com.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs at the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
When hurricanes approach, no one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Before we get to some good news stories, I'm going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as Three Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge also looking good. We still have some slowdowns on 98. That's going to be 98 westbound as you are leaving Windhaven Beach, going through Windhaven Beach towards Navarre. We have some everyday afternoon delays. If you see anything else on the roads, always feel free to call into the traffic line, 850-262-6111. Right now, it's mostly cloudy with 93 in Pensacola, 94 in Milton, and 92 in Gulf Breeze. Tonight, we'll have clear skies and a low of 79. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies and a high of 97. We do have some slight chances of rain. That's going to be at 20%, mostly in the afternoon after 1 p.m. And clear skies coming up tomorrow night. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
So last segment, we were talking about this survey about social media and relationships. And Texter, we were talking about the one in particular, the fighting with their partner about still having an ex's photo visible on their pages. And Texter says, your wife didn't seem to care or say anything until now. Mm-hmm. Well, literally 15 seconds before that text was sent,
oh,
my wife sent me a walkie-talkie to my Apple Watch saying, yeah, well, what about the other group of people distracted by social media on their phone while we're trying to have a conversation with them? So, yeah, I mean, I admitted last hour that that was something that we struggle with. You know, it's just every time I try to talk to her, she's just always got some sort of podcast that she's listening to or Facebook article, just something going on. So it is my cross to bear in our relationship, unfortunately. I don't know. I'm at my wit's end of what to do with her. So
you better watch out. You're going to get in trouble.
Yeah. Well, you know, you last hour called out your boyfriend because it's not the cell phone that's the issue. It's the FIFA on the video games.
No, it's actually disgusting. Even on a phone call, I can hear like the clicking of the controller. Yeah, right. And I'm like,
and the
what
British
are you
announcer
doing?
In the back. Yeah.
And he's like, nothing. I'm like, nope. That's a lie.
I'm here to tell you, to give you confidence that as he gets older, it will not change.
Yeah, no, I know.
looking at some good news, a Kansas farmer took it to the next level to celebrate his 50th wedding anniversary. I'm guessing that social media didn't impact their relationship much, and probably better off for it. Lee Wilson's wife, Renee, loves sunflowers, so he planted 1.2 million of them.
You know, what's a guy get his gal on their 50th? And I put a lot of thought into it, and she always liked sunflowers. And I thought, this is the year to plant sunflowers. So we planted her 80 acres of sunflowers.
And he says they've been an item since high school.
That is awesome. Also, a really good story coming out of Texas. A 17-year-old girl from Iowa went to Texas on a trip with her school choir. That's Emily Dickerson. She went on the trip with her school choir this month, and she lost her most prized possession. It was a ring from her grandmother. She gave it to her with some of her dad's ashes in it. Her dad passed away when she was just 7. She took off the ring at the beach because she was worried that it would fall off in the water, but then it ended up getting thrown out in some trash. She did end up getting it back, but after 3 Corpus Christi city workers spent 3 days sifting through the trash, that's not just, you know, a couple trash cans. They sifted through 4 tons of garbage to find
the
ring.
They did find it. It reminds me of the time I was a serial loser of my retainer when I was a kid. And me and my family had gone to like a graduation party for somebody who went to my church. And I think I was maybe 7 or 8 years old. And we went over to their house after I lost probably my 3rd or 4th retainer. And my dad called him and said, hey, so weird question. Do you still have the trash from the party? They did. So we went over to the house. It only took about an hour or so, but I did find the retainer and continued to wear it. So success stories of things, people finding things in the trash.
Yeah, I lost my retainer in high school, and my mom made me go back to my high school, and I had to jump over the fence in the middle of the night to go to the trash can. I'm like, I could have gotten arrested.
Could have.
But
you should have.
I didn't, and I found the retainer. So
very cool. So local perp. Yeah, right. Gracie and Joe hosting Pensacola
my
right
mom
now.
My mom made me, though.
Hour number 3. That's not going to hold up in court. Hour number 3 coming up 12 minutes from now. Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 6.